News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, thousands of homes remain without power and towns across the country continue to battle flooding in the wake of Storm Bram. In a moment, we'll go to, I suppose, the area probably worst affected yesterday. But first off, to Cork, we're joined by Jamie O'Hara, News Talk reporter. Jamie, how are things looking in Cork this morning?
Good morning, Shane. Well, the first thing and the most important thing this morning is there have been no injuries. We're unfortunately used to hearing about accidents and incidents that happen from, you know, crashes, fallen trees and efforts to clear those trees. But as of this morning, I can see no reports of anyone getting hurt during the storm. Now, as you said, I'm in Cork City and the wind was picking up here in the morning. And then by the afternoon, there was these really powerful gusts and some spot flooding before it moved on around lunchtime to the Midlands. Now, another thing people that they're used to hearing during and after storms, be they snowstorms like we had last January or wind like yesterday, is power outages. At its peak, there was 54,000 homes, farms and businesses without power. Now, by 8 p.m, that figure was down to 25,000, with Wexford, Wicklow, Dublin, Laois, Kilkenny, Offaly and Tipperary hit the worst. And ESB Networks are saying that some customers would be without power overnight, unfortunately. ESB crews and contractors, they were deployed yesterday, and they worked as late as they could last night. And they'll be back out again at first light this morning, which will be soon enough. Crews will be clearing trees to access power lines, and it can be a while before they reach the most remote homes, but conditions here are much better than last January during that snowstorm, so it should be a much quicker job. And people are being told that the best way they can see how long they might be without power is to log on to powercheck.ie. Okay. Now, Shane, something for anyone driving or using the roads this morning is just to be careful. You might be the first person to come across a fallen tree or spot flooding.
Okay, good advice, Jamie. Thank you indeed for that. Jamie O'Hara, News Talk's reporter in Cork. Let's go to Blackrock, County Louth next, my home village. We are going to talk to the founder of Cross Cause and the owner of Beated Music on Blackrock's Main Street, Connor Hughes. Connor, I think lots of us will have seen the videos of what happened to Blackrock Main Street. It's right beside the sea, of course, and the sea came over the wall and it looked like the Main Street was entirely flooded. How bad did it get?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. You know the village well, of course.
Yeah,
Shane, well, we were all kind of enjoying it, and then somewhat naively, to be honest, and then all of a sudden it became serious. I guess that's one way I took it. Everybody was photographing it and pulling up under the waves to take photographs, etc. And then it became serious.
You could see the Main Street became flooded. You could see cars were kind of almost submerged, maybe not quite submerged, but certainly engulfed by water. Did it go? Did it cross the street? Did it get into premises, or were you able to use sandbags to stop that happening?
Yeah, it did, Shane. Well, thankfully, the council had left the sandbags out. But as you know, there's certain parts of that street's lower, and yeah, it did cross at that point and go into the premises, unfortunately.
So some damage done. I mean, there would be a mixture of homes and businesses along that main street.
Yeah, businesses certainly. And if you remember, some of them businesses have a step down, so that's the most disastrous thing for water coming into your place. That adds so much difficulty to rectifying it.
What about your own premises at the top of the rock? Was that affected at all?
Well, exactly. We were okay because we just had this, this extra height. It's funny, it's a very fine line between a disaster and surviving the event. But we were okay, Shane.
Okay, I can imagine. Has the water receded at this stage?
Yeah, even last night's tide was nothing. I went to check if the 3 a.m. tide, because you know the way it works, it has to be a combination of wind, high tide, etc. So there was no wind last night at all.
Okay, well, that is good news. Conor Hughes, thank you indeed for talking to us. Conor Hughes, founder of Cross Calls there and owner of Beat It Music on Blackrock's Main Street in County Louth.
Quite shocking photos from Blackrock.
Really shocking, yeah.
And other parts of the country too. I mean, it hit hard for sure.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.